Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Hovert here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And I have three characters across the table from me this morning, and I'd like to welcome and introduce them. Mr. Randy Tyson, good afternoon. Well, I guess it's still morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to say Dave Smith, as he told me.
Absolutely.
Dave Pascalone. Good good morning.
Nice to meet you.
And Susie Wansley, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I am fantastic. So I got to say, Rafi came by and put in the new painting. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Awesome. And you don't just have to say that because I put you on the spot and you're on air, but you should definitely say yes. I mean, do you like it?
No, it's definitely it's excellent.
So Randy, talk to me about Gulf Coast Long-Term Care Solutions.
Well, it's a company I help people plan for long-term care needs. It's a growing issue. We're an aging society, and more people are needing care. Their parents are needing care. And I find that a lot of people have been in the financial business for a while, find a lot of people are not prepared for it. And so trying to help people prepare for that in advance so they don't have to go into a crisis planning situation.
Yeah, what's the biggest gap you've been finding?
You know, the biggest gap is that, once again, the people just don't have the money or the assets to provide the quality of care that they want, or they're going to have to spend what they do have to get care. Another gap is that families are, you know, live apart from each other nowadays. We don't live in our hometown that we grew up in. We don't live close to our parents anymore. And so, you know, even though families still give a lot of care, they're not as able to as they used to be because of the distance. So we're in a mobile society. I find that just people don't have the access to the care that they really want. And once again, they plan too late for it. That's a big gap. They wait too late.
Yeah. Or the children who are trying to set it up don't live here in town and have no clue what's available.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you finding is the age to probably start thinking about this kind of stuff? Because let's face it, nobody really wants to talk about the end, you know?
Absolutely. Long-term care is not just for elderly folks. I mean, anybody could have an accident, a car wreck, you know, be disabled down the road. We all know of, you know, Michael J. Fox had Parkinson's at an early age. So a lot of people that need care are actually younger. However, most of us realize we're thinking of long-term care a little later in life when we get into our, you know, 80s, late 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Really, the time to definitely plan for it is by your mid-50s to early 60s. Really need to start thinking seriously about it because you still have time. There's a lot of times there's health issues that you don't have that are going to show up later.
So right.
you can still get some types of different coverage. And there's you have more flexibility, more options when you're a little bit younger. So certainly by your mid-50s, you should really start taking a hard look at it.
Okay, and so what am I looking at? Because for me, I'm thinking, okay, well, let's just make sure the funeral's covered and the life insurance policy's up to date, and we're good to go.
Well, no, there's if the life insurance, if you just, you know, pass away very quickly, then life insurance was a great solution.
Sure.
But more and more people are needing care. There's a statistic out there that about 70% of the people over the age of 65 are going to need some form of long term care. Whether that's in-home care, assisted living, you know, we're living a lot longer nowadays. Medical technology is better. So, so things that used to kill us, you know, heart attacks, cancer, things like that, people survive that.
Yeah.
Now they get into their 80s, late 70s, 80s, and those chronic ailments start showing up that didn't show up when you're in your 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
So, having the money for care, and it can take a lot of money to go to
a nursing home. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap. Having the assets and the money available so that you don't leave your spouse in a financial bind can be a big issue.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the misconceptions people have? What do you think makes them not want to deal with any of this, or it's just somebody's trying to get another dollar out of me? It's not something I really need. Or
right. Yeah, that's a big issue. One of the things is people always think it won't happen to me. You said something earlier. People just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so. But avoiding the problem is not going to make it go away or not show up. One of the big misconceptions is, you know, with traditional long-term care insurance, and I'm insurance licensed, so I sell all the products out there, but a lot of people think, well, if I pay for this insurance, I don't need it, then I've wasted all that money.
Uh-huh. Right?
Well, you can look at it that way, but you know, we pay for a lot of insurances we hope we never need. We pay for our homeowners insurance, car insurance.
That's why it's called insurance.
That's right. We hope we never use it because that means something bad happened.
Yeah.
But the likelihood of using your long-term care insurance is very high. But there's other options and solutions out there that people just aren't aware of. And it's using the power of a dollar to accomplish multiple things. So there's more than just traditional long-term care insurance. And people are just not aware that they have other options and flexibility to use the power of a dollar to accomplish more than one thing.
So where do you find yourself in this mix of sort of educating people with it? I mean, I know you're not out there on the corner with a sign saying, hey, you know, you need to think about this, but I'm sure you're running into people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the clients that come in also love opportunities to speak to groups, whether it's a church group or a community group, and just educate them on a lot of the things that they're not aware of, that the different options that they have out there. Once again, the flexibility, the different products that are available to where they can use the power of a dollar to accomplish multiple things. There's what's called hybrid products that have some life insurance benefits or annuity products that have long-term care benefits with those. So you're not just taking your money and, you know, using it for 20 years to pay premiums that you never get back. Your money can go to your family, or you can use it on something else down the road if you never need care. So you can, people just don't know that those things are out there. So when you can sit down with someone and show them that there's a lot more options than they're aware of, and people are very surprised by that.
Yeah. So for those that may be kids out of state and their parents have retired here, are you just Florida? Are you just Pensacola? Or, I mean, are you accessible across the nation to an extent?
Yeah, I'm licensed in several different states, Alabama, Florida, North Carolina. And so can certainly work in multiple states and definitely do that.
Do you find a lot of people contacting you from out of state? You know, hey, my parents live down here. I need to know what to do.
Not a lot from out of state.
Not enough.
Right. And that's one of the reasons trying to get the word out. Yeah. And that's why I created this company. I've been in the business for a while. I just created Gulf Coast Long-Term Care Solutions a year ago because I found that there's a growing need for it and people just aren't educated on it. It's not being talked about enough. So trying to get my name out there and to build awareness on this issue so that more and more people will be prepared for it because we got several friends in the state planning attorneys and other professions, but they deal with people a lot of times on the crisis planning side to where
it's the reaction as opposed to the proactive.
Right. And they're dealing with the kids and you know, a lot of people listening to this show may be a little bit younger, maybe in their 30s or 40s and go, okay, I'm not in my 50s. I don't need to think about it yet. But they may need to think about it for their parents. Have that conversation with their parents today because their parents may be out of state.
My mom doesn't like to talk about it.
No.
She just doesn't.
No.
You know, my dad's, he's been open to it. He tells me every day nobody gets out alive. We might as well have this discussion, you know.
Right.
But you're right. And sometimes it is the kids that have to say, which is a horrible thing to have to talk about sometimes because you're like, hey, look, you know, we have to recognize that this is going to happen. And now I'm the one having to start a conversation about it.
Sure. Once again, not talking about it's not going to make it go away.
Yeah.
And my parents live out of state, and so I'm kind of dealing with it firsthand right now.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you if you were sort of drinking the Kool-Aid here.
What
have you found through that experience that you can share with some of the people of how this process goes?
I'm originally from North Carolina. My parents live back in North Carolina, and it's a long drive to get there.
Yeah.
So when they need help with some things. Luckily, my sister still lives in our hometown, but my other siblings, they don't live right there close to mom and dad either. So my parents have, especially my dad's got some health issues right now, and the biggest burden's fallen on my sister. She's having to help them out, taking doctor's appointments and things like that. And at times you feel a little guilty. You wish you could be there, be a little bit closer and contribute a little bit more. Luckily, it's not creating a division within my family because we get along great, and my sister's actually an RN, so that helps out too. But for a lot of families, it creates a lot of divisiveness and division within the family because people are upset. Hey, I got to take care of mom and dad. You don't. So we see
and if the plan's not there beforehand and everybody's wondering what to do and what decision's going to be best when really it could have all been decided before the question even arose.
Absolutely. And when people have, whether it's long-term care insurance or some of the other products, you have a lot more flexibility. You've got money to call other professionals in to give the level of care that you want your parents to get.
Right.
So it's a great conversation for those that are a little bit younger to talk to their parents about, because You know, a lot of times we don't know what our parents have in place and until it's too late. And then we go, oh, they didn't take care of that.
Right. So what's the opening line for that conversation? I mean, honestly, if you're trying to approach this, I mean, how do you, what was your opening line? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but
when are you going to die?
Yeah. Well,
I don't think it's supposed to go that way, Dave.
Hey, it'll make them think. Nobody
right.
Knows.
Right.
If we know that, you know, it's very easy to plan when you know exactly where you're going to die. We can plan for it.
Yeah, right.
But that's why you plan ahead.
That's why you plan ahead. You don't know. And absolutely. I think the opening line is, you know, people that are listening to the show, ask your parents, say, hey, I was listening to something on the radio the other day or online. And
that's Pensacola Business Radio, by the way, people. Okay. That's where we were listening.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the plug there. Where am I at? I don't know where I'm at. Yeah.
It's an art gallery.
That's right.
Thank you to Rafi Perez. Absolutely.
That's right. You know, talking to the parents, say, hey, I've heard about some long-term care issues and just ask them, have you guys planned for this or thought about this? I was listening to something the other day and it kind of got me to thinking. So kind of a great way to open that conversation.
Yeah.
Put it off on someone else. Hey, I heard this and just kind of curious about it.
This guy told me to ask you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. That's
cool. Put it off the third party that blame somebody
and
else.
And then call you when nobody has the right answers.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So Randy, do you have a website and some information that we can get out to these people?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Dave says yes you do.
So I've actually got a Facebook page. You can go to Gulf Coast Long-Term Care Solutions for the Facebook page and also do the same thing for the website, Gulf Coast Long-Term Care Solutions.
www. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Gulf Coast Long Care.
Yeah. It's actually the initials.
Okay.
GCLTCS.com.
Perfect. So, and we'll also include that link on our page. So Dave's over here giving notes.
Yeah. He's the tech guy.
He's the one, the web guy, the tech guy,
all that. So.
Awesome. Well, Randy, I want to thank you for hanging out with us this morning and coming in and talking about, you know, what you do and stuff. So
yeah,
chill for a minute.
Yep.
Yeah. Mostly because the door's locked. You can't leave anyway.
Okay.
All right. So Dave and Susie, this is like the dynamic duo here for telestaffing, right?
It is.
Yeah. Absolutely. So pull that mic closer to you. Don't let it whoop you now.
Is that better?
That's better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So who wants to start?
All right.
So tell me, man.
All right. Telestaffing and HR has been around for 15 years. We focus in the Gulf Coast, but we have a footprint over 17 states. So it's an amazing company.
So they're keeping you busy then, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Susie and I both share the passion of the owners, though. We like to stay local and support our community. Not that we won't take business in Minnesota, but we really focus our energy local. Susie handles the staffing side, and I'm not going to steal her thunder. She solves problems for business owners every day, getting them the quality employees they need to help their businesses thrive and grow. What I do is I help clean up the mess behind the scenes.
So when they don't have the quality employees, then they call Dave?
Okay. Yes, they call me. When you meet with me, you get three outcomes. Every time, it's easy. You meet with me, you give me 20 minutes, and I'm going to evaluate the basics of the operation when it comes into regards of HR, workers' comp, benefits, payroll, and then I'll touch on staffing. And I'll get a holistic view of the business and what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three outcomes are, one, hey, you're doing a great job, stay where you're at.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that really is the minority. I mean, I'm going to tell the truth every time.
No, I get it.
But unfortunately, the second option is, hey, you're doing a really good job, but here's some areas to tweak. No charge. Go run with these. Save yourself some money.
Yep.
Get more time to go to the beach with your family.
The third option is I'll be here for dinner, right? Because we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. The third option is after evaluating what you're doing, I think we can not only help you financially, but we can save your life.
Yeah.
You know, you can make more money. You can make more things. You can make more friends, but you can't make more time.
That's right.
So we help you save time and have a better life.
Cool. So what do you guys find is, and you may be able to jump in here, but since you're the one solving all these business issues, but
I'm the good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the one that delivers the bad news. She's the one that swoops in with like the hero of the day, huh?
Well, yeah. When somebody does something crazy, I'm the one that gets called and then I bring HR in and we make sure we handle it legally and morally and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Susie gets to find the replacement for that person.
Nice. So what do you two find as trends with a lot of businesses and business owners without obviously giving away confidential information, but what do you see are some pretty common mistakes?
I think we have a very amazing community. I've moved all over the country. I've been to 48 or 50 states. At one point, I moved 8 times myself in 10 years because the industry I was
in. That was like my whole college career, man.
Yeah.
I had a wife. Except it was like one block to one block to one block.
Yeah, we were moving multi-states and selling body armor and less lethal weapons. But no, this is an amazing community in Pensacola, and you have a lot of good, trusting people.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, what you find is their trust is being abused. So what happens is a lot of times they're told, here are your rates, this is how it is, and they just trust because they want to focus on their business.
Sure.
And sadly, that trust is abused. I was just with a client I signed last week, and we met yesterday, did the enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
And after analyzing the business, they were basically not only overpaying, let's say, the agreed upon rate,
sure,
but the people weren't honoring what are called cutoffs,
right?
And they didn't even know it, so they were paying an additional $15,000 a year, and this company was just pocketing it.
Sure.
So it's really nice to be able to go in, show them what's going on, and I always tell the same thing: men lie, math doesn't.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to tell the truth, but you can't trust me, right?
Right.
So I'm going to prove it through my actions.
Yeah.
When we look at other situations, we always quote it first.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying, well, what are you doing? And I'm going to come in a nickel under.
Right,
we're going to, here are our rates.
Yeah, this
now
is what we did.
Let's do an apple by apple to apple comparison. Mm-hmm. And that's how Tel approaches things differently. We're there truly to say, hey, you're doing great. Here's some areas to tweak, or it really would make sense for you to come on with us and let's help you.
Right.
And that's how it works. 20 minutes, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's my side. And then you call me on speed dial whenever you have crazy.
You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. what do you find, Susie? Cause you're getting into the people side, right?
Yeah.
And so it's all over the board, I'm sure.
All over the board. I meet very, very interesting people every day. But using Tel staffing, you know, we're a small business. We're local, very passionate about what we do.
She's letting it whoop her too.
What am I doing?
You got to pull it close. There you go.
Okay. Like face.
Don't make me call Dave.
Very passionate about what we do. I mean, the quality of the employees that we provide is very important to us. And it goes back to the trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
One business to another, making sure, you know, they trust what we do and we provide, you know, as far as staffing goes and the process of getting people in the door, we go through 1-2 interviews with them before we ever have them meet any clients of ours. So we're just very passionate. Unlike the service being around for 15 years with Tel staffing and HR, we added just Tel staffing as an additional service just 2 years ago. So Tel staffing is a newer name in the staffing industry.
Yeah.
After 2 years, you're not new to staffing anymore. So we're not new to staffing.
Just, the need's there, regardless of whatever you want to call it. It's there.
Yeah, very much so. And so we're not new to staffing. We're just a newer name in the area.
Yeah.
And so a lot of companies actually just haven't heard of us as a staffing agency. And so that's kind of one of our goals, to get our name out there as a staffing agency to help these small, medium-sized businesses here locally.
Yeah.
And part of that is just providing the best candidates we can, because as a new service with Tel staffing, we have to, you know, we're all about maintaining our good name with the company. And I'm very passionate about what I do. And it's
not
deal.
Cool if you send us the wrong person, right?
No, not at all.
And Susie's amazing at what she does. I went by the office last night at like 5:30 to drop off some paperwork, and she's still there. Our HR director's still there.
Awesome.
I mean, I'm like, get out of here, guys. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah.
But you're like, I can't preach saving time if you guys are still here after 5,
but they're sitting there smiling and working away. They love it. But
he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, just working.
Yeah. So, but on the PEO side, we have thousands of employees, and Susie can look at those employees.
Yeah.
And we're not ever going to take them for our clients. But if there's an adjustment being made, she has the inside track. Who's a solid employee? Who's not? Who's in a place and help you with? So she's amazing at what she does.
Yeah.
And with Tel staffing, we don't just focus on one industry. We staff for, you know, general labor, healthcare industry. It can, you know, go from ditch digging, roofing, you know, engineering, you name it. It's whatever's needed here locally in the area. And you know, we do it. Temp to hire, direct hire, full-time, part-time, whatever you need.
And when you're with us on the PEO side, I mean, we do your payroll and workers' comp and human resources, you get a beautiful discount on the staffing side. So we take care of our own.
To stay in the family.
We offer a 25% discount, actually, for using our staffing services if you're using us for payroll as well. So there's definitely that benefit.
Which to a small business is huge.
25%?
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot, you know, too, especially at an hourly rate. And
exactly. And we already have built that business relationship and it's all there. So, you know, it's a benefit.
What do you guys, and I ask this question because it's sort of loaded because I sort of know the answer, but what do you guys find to be one of the biggest challenges between the workforce and the companies that need the people?
You want to handle that? More on the staff. I mean, I'll go for it, but I'm not going to be as tactful as Susie is.
Well, one of the challenges I would say is just those companies having a hard time finding good quality employees that are going to stick with the company for a long time. They're going to be long-term. No company wants to have just the constant turnover of having to rehire, retrain. And so we're there to provide those quality employees. And the last thing I want to do is send somebody that, you know, the same, a different person for the same position over and over again. I want to get someone in there the first time.
Yeah.
And so a lot of, whether it's small, medium-sized or large businesses, don't necessarily have the resources to do their own recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
So more and more companies are actually...
Or the skills.
Or the skills.
I mean, it takes some skills to ask the right questions.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. And it's definitely just gauging a person by just meeting them face to face. But companies don't necessarily have the time, resources, or individuals to do that first screening process. And so they're turning to companies like ours, Telestaffing. Yeah. To do that first interview, the pre-screening, everything that goes along with the first interview for a job.
Absolutely. And what people don't understand is the amount of time that they're spending in these mundane tasks. For instance, my son today, he's playing a game on his iPhone.
He's going to throw the kids right under the bus.
I love my son. But what happened was he was playing this game on his phone. And I said, "You're addicted." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "You and your friends are addicted." And they're both playing away. I said, "How many times have you played that? Because it counts."
Right.
I said, 1,500. I said, 1,500 times you play a game. I said, sometimes you die in 10 seconds.
Right.
Sometimes it takes you 2-3 minutes. Let's say it's average 1 minute.
Right.
That's 1,500 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 25 hours of your life. I said, you could be speaking fluent Italian right now.
Yeah.
I said, now, but that's the same concept that goes to business owners. They don't realize how much those little tasks eat up of their day. And what Susie and I do through Tell, they're going to, you know, they could save a nickel and lose a quarter doing it themselves.
Yeah.
Or they could invest a dime and get back a dollar through us.
Yeah.
And that's really how they have to look at it. I can give testimonials of people who...
I bet that looks really good on a whiteboard, doesn't it?
It looks awesome. It looks awesome. And there's people who have like, come on, again, don't trust me. Men lie, math doesn't.
Yeah.
But I can give you testimonials of people who had businesses for 30 years, ran it themselves. They switched to Tell. And their bottom line went right up.
Yeah.
Their stress level went right down.
Sure.
And then again, coming from the average competitor, in my opinion, hands down, the two best people in the panhandle are Total Employee Leasing, Telestaffing HR, and Landrum.
Yeah.
Those are by far the best service, in my opinion,
and
from what I've seen. When it comes to pricing, though, we have an amazing price point and value, and you're not lacking any services. So again, you can get testimonials of people who've experienced both.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you two great companies, but we get the job done.
Yeah.
We get it done excellent. And they saved a lot of money.
Well, and you know, I think you said one of the really important things too is that you may not be a fit for somebody.
Absolutely. And we'll tell them that.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if they are struggling, well, maybe we're just not the fit. And to me, in this world of entrepreneur and the people that I've interviewed and just business in general, when you're in business and you are capable of honestly telling somebody, "We may not be a good fit," that's a great business practice. Not because you're not a good fit, but because you're honest enough to say, it's not about the money. It's honestly about the values and the company and what the two people really want to do as their businesses and just believe in that and move forward with
Absolutely.
It.
Dead on. I mean, Dave Keeler at Landrum's an amazing person. I know other reps and people over there, the CFO. I mean, good humans, not just good business people.
Yeah.
And then I was over, honestly, another competitor's house. He's the owner's son, and we were watching the Super Bowl together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to give the customer the right fit for them.
Yeah.
And I love it when it's Tell.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And it usually is, but when it's not, we'll tell the truth.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And one of the things that goes hand in hand with we may not be the best fit for payroll, we can always do staffing as a separate service. So there have been times where we may not be the best fit for their payroll services or HR, but we do staffing for them and we're able to help them on that side of it. So,
well, I think one of the other things, and this, this is just a proponent for what you guys do as well as the other companies, but as a business owner, you get so locked in to your business emotionally, physically, you're there all day long. You've got your heart into it. Sometimes the 30,000 foot view is exactly what you need, you know, and it's okay to ask for help.
Absolutely. And especially with the changing healthcare, with the changing just everyday laws, with compliance issues in every, every issue is in every industry so different. You can't keep up with government regulations.
I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
I got better things to do.
Exactly. And but yet, at the end of the year, you're held accountable for anything you don't keep up with. So you might, again, save a nickel, but you're going to be spending a dollar in fines.
Yeah.
So you got to really look at the big picture. And to me, I keep saying it, but I mean it. Time is the most valuable resource.
Yeah.
You got God and he gives you time. You know, what to say?
This is the only one you got. It's the only resource that you truly have.
Yeah. I want the most time I can have with my family.
Yeah.
So if you want the most time you can with your family or just going skiing, I don't care what you do. We're going to help you get there.
So, Randy, I bet you get that all the time. I mean, everybody just didn't even know that that was piece of legislation or piece of a policy or on probably a monthly basis, huh?
We do. And he said something, you know, having that 30,000, or you said it, the 30,000 foot view.
Yeah.
Having an outside look, an objective look, even like in your personal finances, they're dealing on the business side. Mm-hmm. But when you're involved in it, it's hard to be objective sometimes.
Yeah.
So having someone else come in and take a look at it's good.
Yeah.
So
and sometimes it, and taking the emotion out, which you know the 30,000 foot view you usually can. And sometimes people don't like you for it, but they're real honest questions and answers. And as business person, and like you said, even with your personal stuff, it, the sooner you can learn to ask that kind of question and or at least answer that kind of question, a lot of times the better off you're going to be.
Now, I personally sat down with Randy and he had amazing rates. He blew away the rates that I was getting from 12 years prior.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why, not only do I trust and know Randy, but this is how I look at it. I don't want to pay a doctor a fee.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay co-pays, right?
Yeah.
I was not.
I want to get in there and get out and spend the least amount of time in that office as possible.
Exactly. But this is the deal. I wanted to know how healthy I really was.
Yeah.
And my philosophy was, who's going to give me a better evaluation, me paying the doctor or an insurance company who's going to invest in me? I ran a life insurance policy on myself.
Yeah.
No cost to me, which Randy can do for you. No obligation. Yeah. And you want to know how really healthy you are?
Yeah.
That paper is going to tell you how you're classed.
That's actually a really good way to look at it. I didn't think about that.
So Randy can do that. And then if you like the rates, and there you go. But if you figure out you're going to die, you really need life insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I save a lot of people money on that.
That's honestly, that is an absolute genius way to look at that.
I'm ugly, man, but I have common
sense. The doctor you're paying is probably, which is sad, but also true. I mean,
he's going to do limited tests for money.
Sure.
And this is like, they know what to look for.
Right. Because we're not going to put money into you unless you're doing what you need to be doing.
It's like odds in Vegas, baby.
Yeah. I don't do Vegas.
I don't either, but they know who
you're
investing.
Cool. Well, what are you guys needing right now? Do you have any like, current needs that need to be filled? And I don't mean company wise, but I mean like trade, technology, staffing, you know, where are the holes?
As a company, we are definitely looking at, as far as the staffing end goes, I'm looking for companies to hear about us and know what we do.
Yeah.
But as far as use us as a staffing company.
What about people looking for work?
People looking for work. I'm once again, all over all different industries. One of my main challenges right now is finding licensed insurance agents, which isn't too surprising. Once they're licensed, they're good at what they do. They have jobs and that's their career. So that's one of my main challenges right now. Certain engineering jobs. We have all of our jobs listed at telstaffing.com. There is a section where I have them all listed, full job description. You can apply online, even just email resumes straight to myself. But, you know, I'll bring in for an interview, meet with you. And if I don't have something for the individual at this point in time, at least I know what I'm looking for for them.
And if I wanted to drop something off, where's your location?
We're located in Ellison Industrial Park at 98 Weed Street.
Okay. So I should probably email it to you.
If you can't find it, you can email.
Aren't they redoing all that stuff up there?
They're redoing a lot. They invested some money.
Taking some of the old warehouses and turning them into some really cool manufacturing buildings or other office buildings, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're also really unifying the park, where before it's like, okay, you have a company, but right. Now they're doing things like pack the pod.
Yeah.
So it's Ellison wide. All the companies, all the employees. Well, I shouldn't say all. That's our goal, is to get all involved.
Yeah.
But right now, many. I'll use the word many.
Yeah, that'll work.
Many companies in Ellison, man. I forget how many thousands of items or how many thousands yeah. of pounds. But the last, Susie, help me out. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I don't know. The last few years, they've been doing this, and it just keeps getting bigger. So Ellison's really a growing area.
Yeah, they're really turning it back into an actual industrial park
with
a whole bunch of businesses and manufacturing stuff going on up there.
Absolutely. And Tell's the center of it, of course.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
During the mana drive, we're standing out at the street, posters,
throwing canned food at people.
No, people are
throwing it at you guys.
People threw it at me and they walked out and handed it to her.
Yeah, throwing boxes of macaroni. And just don't throw the cans. Awesome. Can't hurt.
Yeah, I got a can of tomato sauce to the head. I don't remember much after that.
That may explain a couple things. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're kind of getting to the end of time here, but I'd like to go around the horn and let's just give phone numbers, web addresses, all that good stuff again. So take it away.
You're able to view all of our job listings. Like I said, tellstaffing.com. There is a section that offers professional services. You'll see all of our jobs listed. Also, once again, resumes can be emailed directly to me at susie.wansley@tellstaffing.com. We also have a Facebook page that we, you know, Tell Staffing, go like, share.
Yeah.
With everybody, share with the
hashtag,
world.
Yeah. Pound sign, hashtag, at sign,
Tell Staffing.
Check in.
We also have Twitter, Tell Staffing.
I'm going to go way less technical.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm David.
I was giving all the details.
You can call me on my landline.
Yeah. Or carrier pigeon. No. Yeah. 850-602-1926.
Awesome.
You can call me up. I'll spend, like I said, 20 minutes with you, and then you'll get a realistic view. Is this right for you or not? And you'll have one of those three outcomes. Stay, change things and save money, or come with us and save.
Awesome. I'm waiting for the carrier pigeon trend to come back.
Dude, it's coming. Bell bottoms, carrier pigeons, it's coming.
That's it. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, Randy Tyson, Gulf Coast Long-Term Care Solutions. You can reach me at 850-332-8090. You can check out my Facebook page, Gulf Coast Long-Term Care Solutions, or on the web. Dave says I got to put the www. I think everybody knows
that.
I just want you to give the website.
It's gcltcs.com.
Awesome.
The initials.
Great. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming out this afternoon or morning. It's Thursday. It might as well be Friday, man. Right. Sorry. So, guys, you can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter, at Pcola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Thank you again all for coming out. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.